All right, Tavosai. Yeah, good morning. Baruch Hashem. It's a good one. I didn't start. It started before me. It says black ties. Beautiful. All right, Tavosai, let's begin. So we're picking up page 27. Page 27, second to last paragraph. So Omer Paros, remember again, Rav Kashtiel was explaining that the Melech Zakin Uksil, the old and foolish king, called old because he precedes the Eitzer HaTov. Foolish, not because he's foolish, he's quite wise, but foolish because he makes us do foolish things. So the Melech Zakin Uksil, ultimately his strategy that he employs is that he prevents us from having time to think. Like Paro HaRasha, who ultimately, again, in the words of the Svarim, ultimately represents the Melech Zakin Uksil, Tichpad HaAvodah, work, no time to think. Omer Paro, Omdam Yeshlem Koach, Alani Dag, Shelo Yelahem Zman. So Paro says to Klal Yisrael, I know you have incredible Koach, I know you have incredible potential, but I'm going to make sure that you never actualize that potential. How will I ensure that? By making sure that you have no time. Zman zehachalon shebo atodaa poretzes. So this is actually a very profound statement. Time is the window through which, we'll call it, personalistic development or personalistic identity is able to break through. Kisha adam omer ein li zman. When a person says, I have no time, lachshov, to think, simleiv, hukvar nilkad bereshas. When a person says, amazing, they always say, he's already trapped in the trap. Zushitas hamelech hazeh. This is the sheet of this thing. It's interesting. Rav Pam, Zichat Tzadik Levracha, the Rosh Yeshiva of Torah Vadas, he said that, I think I mentioned this before, so the worst word in the English language is whatchamacallit. So what's the pshat? What's about whatchamacallit? It's because if a person says whatchamacallit, it means that they haven't fully thought out what it is that they want to say. And the Rav Zichat Tzadik Levracha said a Jew should never speak without first knowing exactly what it is that you want to say. Rav Kashtiel might argue on that. And Rav Kashtiel might say, no, the worst word in the English language is not whatchamacallit. The worst word in the English language or the worst phrase is, I don't have time. In lizman. I don't have time. Because the moment, now, again, I both say, now, what does that mean? But sometimes I don't have time. There's a chilek. I could say I'm very busy. I could say I'm overwhelmed. I could say I don't know how to find time for everything. Those are all legitimate statements. But the moment I say that I don't have time, Rav Kashtiel would say, that is like, that's an admission of defeat to the Yetzer Hara. That I have succumbed to this notion that there's not enough time to be able to do the things that I want to do. And says Rav Kashtiel, that ultimately, I'm trapped. I'm now ensnared in the trap. This is the shita of the Melech Zakin Uksil. Lama b'nei Adam lo nosnim l'instinct hanishmati l'daber. So remember again, I will say, come full circle a little bit. If you remember again, the major question Rav Kashtiel brought up was, if it's so seemingly instinctive to have zehirus, right? Like, remember, we're talking about Ramchal, this is Nusilas Hisharim. If it's so instinctively obvious that a person should be zohir, that a person should be careful, that a person should be alert, that a person should avoid danger, so why is it so difficult? Why is it so difficult? He says, Lama b'nei Adam lo nosnim l'instinkt hanishmasi l'daber. Why is it that we don't give our spiritual instincts the ability to go ahead and speak, the ability to be the dominant guiding force in life? Ki'in lehem zman. Because the truth is, no one has time to really be able to think about these things. Zemashar Ramchal omer, this is what Ramchal means when he says, Tachbulo sayitzohara lahachbid avodaso bismidus, Shelo yishar lahem revach. Remember again, Bosse, he's spoken this number of times. Then Chal explains, the strategy of the Yitzhahara is not to get us to sin. The strategy of the Yitzhahara is to go ahead and to teach us or to remind us or to make the work so overwhelming upon us that there's no time. In the revach, there's no space. Ki mishar lahem revach im yisbonenu. Because of Bosse, where there is personal space, where there is time, there's thought, and where there is thought. See, here's the amazing thing. The neshama is strong. you know, the Yetzer Hara might be older, and might be a little bit more cunning, but you know what the amazing part is in life? MS always wins. MS always wins. You just have to give MS a fighting chance. The reason why often MS doesn't have a fighting chance is because there's no time to contemplate, there's no time to think. But if you give MS a little bit of time to contemplate and think, then Lamaisa, at the end of the day, it will always win. So the Yetzer Hara says, so the Ramchal says, the only way the Yetzer Hara maintains the strategic advantage and upper hand is how? By preventing a person from thinking. He makes us so busy, or at least I should say, he makes us feel so busy that there's absolutely no time to think. When there's no time to think, then by definition, Yetzer Hara always wins. Because if there's a window, if there's a little bit of time to think, then ultimately, again, thought becomes the most natural reflexive reaction. Such a beautiful line as well. We really have to pay attention because the neshama has a lot of good stuff to say. The neshama really has a lot to contribute. The neshama really has a lot to say. Page 28, top of page 28. Ha'im la'adam lo ichbas me'azulas. Ha'im ichbas lo rak me'atzmo. Do you think that people are naturally egocentric? Don't answer that. But do you think that people are naturally egocentric? You think that people only care about themselves? It's not true. Vaday sheich paslo me'achir. Bosa, it's not true. It's not true. You know, there's a beautiful part in terms of why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't create Adam and Chava simultaneously, right? Why did he go ahead and create Adam first and then Chav after. So there are many different answers to this. But one of the similes, Rav Kook discusses this idea. It's to give Adam an appreciation for the other. You see, if all you know in life is that there's always someone else, you don't have an appreciation for the other. By first living life in solitude by yourself, and then ultimately feeling like there's something missing, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu being memale that void with someone else, it gives you an appreciation for the other, which means that from the beginning already, we are conditioned not to be egocentric people. The Ribono Shel Olam programmed to care about the other. If you ask people, if you ask non-cynical, non-jaded people, are people good at their core? So the answer is yes. People are good at their core. Man's natural, inherent disposition is goodness. As lama bapolo ichbaslo. So here's the big shayla. So there's a $1 million question. If at the end of the day people at their core are good, if at the end of the day people at their core are selfless and are giving and do care about the other, so why are people so darn egocentric, right? So why are people so self-absorbed? So what's the pshat? Ki ein lo zman hu no ra asuk. They'll say, why? Because no one has time. No one has time. Everybody is exceptionally busy, exceptionally overwhelmed. So when there's no time, top of 28, second section in 28, we're about to start. So when there's no time, then by definition, there's an inability to think beyond oneself. Adam mechavez mano b'havalim v'dimyonos. So Rav Kook, kosev b'sefer adayakar, she'adayakar, she'akadosh baruch hu oseh tov li'adam, or mi'atzeh lo zman. So this is actually quite profound. We'll begin with this today, but we'll have to continue it tomorrow. Rav Kook says that one of the most incredible acts of chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us is he creates for us time. The notion is, we often think that time is a handicap. Right? Imagine for a moment if time was limitless. If time was limitless, how much I could accomplish, how much I could do. So it's not true. In fact, time is one of the greatest tovas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has ever done for us. How so? Now the truth is, he doesn't actually get into this, but this is an incredible yisod. If you think about it, by the way, you know, the Ramban in Bereishis brings down. He says people often think that the punishment for Adam and Chava after they sinned was death. So people think that the world pre-sin was a world of immortality. The Ramban says not true. Immortality was never part of the equation. Because we'll say, can you imagine what would happen if we were immortal? Can you imagine? You know what your basement looks like now, and you know you have to clean it up, right? So can you imagine if you were immortal? Right? I'll get to it in 75 years, right? Imagine the things that we push off. The fact that mortality is the greatest privilege, is the greatest gift, because at the end of the day, I know that life is a finite, non-renewable resource. I know that one day I'm going to die, and therefore, by definition, I have to do whatever has to be done now. That's why it's a privilege. As I will say, there's another piece why it's a privilege, because time gives us a sense of power in life, and this is something else. You see, people think that I'm powerless in the face of time. It's not true. I'm powerless in the fact that time will go by no matter what I do or don't do. That is an absolute truth. But I absolutely control how every single minute of my time is spent. When people say time just got away from me, what they're really saying was I fell asleep at the wheel of life. I wasn't paying attention. And so, yes, time got away from me. But Lamaisa, at the end of the day, the greatest privilege I have, I don't control how many hours, I don't control how many days, I don't control how many years, but I absolutely control the quality of that time. That's a gift that the Ribono Shel Olam has given to us. Asma Adamosa. So let's just read these next ones. So what does a person do? Kimo HaMelech Zaken, like the old king, so same as Chalonos Hazman. Sibosa, if you can imagine for just a moment that time is like a window. Time is like a window. And the window lets in fresh air. And the window lets in beautiful rays of sun. And so what do we do all too often to the window? We shut it. La'adam hayom yesh hamon zman. So listen to what Rav Kashdia writes. And this is actually very interesting because I think it's an important way to frame things. So a person has plenty of time. Ha'adam gomer es ha'avoda b'mispar sha'os mu'atos. Right, we'll say a person finishes working, whatever time, what happens? There's still a lot of hours in the day. But listen to this. And we'll say, this is really true. This is another piece, by the way. Person will say, but it's not true. I work 15 hours a day. We'll say, you know, another important yisod is, if a person is working, just because you spend a lot of time in the office does not mean that you're being productive. You know, sometimes the reason why work takes us so long is because we're not focused when we're there, because we're not on task, because we're going in a million different directions. That's why it takes us 15 hours. So it's a very important yisod. But the reality is a person is organized, a person is focused. So lav dafka, I don't know if anybody works 9 to 5 anymore. But even if a person works a longer day, lemaisa, you come home, there's time. There's plenty of time still left in the evening, plenty of time still left in the night. But what's the problem? Aval yesh arima shel kolato sha'adayin lo ra. There's a whole pile of movies, you know, that I haven't seen yet. Mamish, there's so much to watch, so little time. Lo aretz echad ela taryag arutzim. On both sides, there's not only one channel, but Baruch Hashem, there are 613 channels, right? You know, 248 can I get the argument? As masai hu yasbik. When will it ever be enough? As both sides. So we're going to stop over here for today, but we'll pick up with this tomorrow. But the idea that Rav Kashdiel is saying is that this is how the Melech Zakin Uksil works. There's plenty of time, we'll say. Really, if we're honest with ourselves, there's plenty of time for everything we want to accomplish. The Shaila jest is, who determines how we use our time? Is it the Yetzer HaTov? Is it the Melech Zakin Uksil? Who is it that's helping me to draft that plan as to how I spend my time? The answer to that question fundamentally determines the nature and trajectory of my life. All right, we'll stop over here. Beres HaShem will pick up on page 28 tomorrow.